بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا عام لوگوں کا جنگ نفس کے وسوسوں سے ہے. حضرت ابو محمد حریر رحمۃ اللہ علیہ اسے دیتے اسٹرگل آف دا میسز اسٹرگل آف دا آرڈنری پیپل لے مین لائک اس اٹ از وتھ وسوسا شیطانی تھاٹس. اللہ تعالیٰ ان دا قرآن شریف انسٹرکٹس ان شر الوسواس الخناس المسیح ریفیوج ان اللہ تعالیٰ پروٹیکشن اللہ تعالیٰ اگینسٹ دا ایول تھاٹس وچ شیطان وسوسز انٹو اس. ان دا قرآن شریف اللہ تعالیٰ سیز اما ینزغنک الشیطان نزغ فاستعذ باللہ. دا وے آف کمبیٹنگ اینڈ کاؤنٹرنگ دا ایول تھاٹس وچ شیطان وسوسز اس, Allah Ta'ala says, when shaitan assaults you with evil, with waswasa, the first time is billah, then seek protection with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, recite ta'awuz. Recite a'udhu billah min shaitan rajeem. And left into some form of dhikr. Don't brood on the evil thought that comes into your mind. Shaitan, when he casts an evil thought in the mind, then he hopes that you will now derive pleasure from it, or you think about it, and that's the time when it gets now embedded into your mind. So immediately, simultaneously, as the evil thought enters the mind, inside, the old says also with regard to this evil thought, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That when the people of taqwa, when a group of shayateen, when a group of the shayateen assault them, attack them with this usawis, the people of taqwa, I mean if a person is a mutaki, is a wali, shaitan is not there with him, shaitan is always there. Shaitan is with a person right until mort, right on your deathbed, also there, shaitan is also there. And even if that person is a wali also, Shaitan will be there. It's only Allah Ta'ala's rahmat, His fazal, His karam, that He saves us from the attacks of the shayateen. So Allah Ta'ala says that these people, the people of taqwa, when shaitan assaults them with these evil thoughts, what they do? Tadakkaru. They lapse into dhikr. That is the way to combat this wasawis. They lapse into dhikr, and then فَإِذَا مُبْصِرُونَ, then they come out into the light. Now they see the reality, they understand now this is a shaitan waswasa. And when you say waswasa, it's not confined to salat. Waswasa shayateen waswasa, it is not confined only to in salat. In every field of our life, shaitan is there and he tempts us with a variety of thoughts. Whether it's in your business, they will cast waswasa into you to weaken your resolve in Allah Ta'ala, to weaken your tawakkul, and it will try to get you to engage in transactions which are mustaba, which are haram. It will put waswasa off in workers, putting them the thoughts of stealing from their employers, and you will present, you will adorn the waswasa in a beautiful manner. You will present it. It's called in the Quran, Zukhruf al-Qawl. You will present his waswasa in a beautiful manner, bring all forms of arguments there to justify the dishonesty and stealing. So, in every field of life, there you find shaitan is there, and he brings everything, he casts waswasa. So the mu'min must always be alert, never in doubt, immediately pass it aside to this house and say, if anything is doubtful, just leave it aside. Because if you are going to indulge in something which is doubtful, then most assuredly, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, definitely you are going to ultimately fall into what is haram. So this is a struggle, the thing. It's a lifelong struggle which every person has with shaitan. اور اولیاء اور زائدوں کا جنگ فکر و ذکر اور شہوت سے ہے. How come the اولیاء, the زائدین, those who have renounced the دنیا, they struggle is in فکر, in ذکر, and in lust, in desires. But in other words, they, Shaitan, he will not tempt them like he tempts us with issues which are clearly haram. But for our people, us, he will present that haram to us in such a manner that it becomes doubtful or it becomes Muslim. So he will not tempt the awliya and the zaid with such issues. But in the contemplation, while they are making fikr, and while they are making fikr, they are contemplating, meditating on Allah Ta'ala, he will make an entry there. In fact, he even attempts to mislead the Anbiya also. Once the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ayat was revealed. And ayat was revealed, and immediately as the ayat ended, simultaneously Shaitan, he added something there. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was under the impression that this is part of the ayat, but such an error is immediately rectified. Allah Ta'ala does not allow a Nabi to labor in error, because he is a Hadi, he is the guide, and he has to lead mankind. So immediately it was revealed that this section is part of Shaitaniyat, and it was deleted. So for the Buzruk, there is great danger also, especially for those Buzruk who are Abidin, but they are not Ulama. They have got no higher knowledge of the Deen. It's for that reason Rasulullah said, فَقِيحٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَابِدٍ. That one faqih, one grounded alim. Say alim, I'm not referring just to any Maulvi, just you study a few years in a madrasa, you get a long certificate and a big turban on your head, then you are a alim. That does not mean that the person is necessarily an alim. An alim, an abid who is not an alim. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, one alim, he is sterner one faqih and harder on shaitan than 1,000 abidin, because it's easier for the shaitan to mislead the abidin. An abid who lacks sufficient ilm, because he comes there in that state of fikr and in that state of dhikr, he comes in a variety of forms. Shaitan comes in the form of a farishta, an angel. He displays such nur that misleads the abid. And if that abid, that thing, is not an alim, and more dangerous if he hasn't got a sheikh, then he said that the shaitan will become his sheikh, he will make sajdat into the sheikh, to shaitan. So he comes, that thing, and in a variety of forms, and he tries to mislead the abid, the thing that the wali, from his, and confuse him into making him believe that what he's seeing now and what is being revealed to him now, and the shaitan will now whisper something to him now. Or he'll hear a voice telling him this, telling him something, and which is in conflict with the Shariat, but which he will, with that abid will accept. Once had the Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi in the desert, and was overcome with thirst. Then suddenly a cloud appeared, and from the cloud a hand lowered a goblet or a tumbler, glass, whatever it is, of gold, and in it was water, and he offered it to the Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Then a golden container with the liquid in it. So when Hazrat Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah saw that, he immediately said, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And shaitan was revealed or exposed now. So Shaitan, the thing then he said, "Oh Abdul Qadir, I have misled, I think he mentioned 40, or maybe it's more. So numerous awliya, I've misled with the same trick, and all of them drank my urine. It was my urine in that. So how come you got saved from this?" That's very simple. It is haram in this dunya for males to use anything of gold or silver. In this dunya it's haram to use any utensil of silver, and that's for men and women. Women are allowed to wear gold jewelry, yes. But any container, any utensils, spoons, cutlery, anything made of gold or silver, it's haram. In fact, to look in a mirror which is plated with silver, with pure silver at the back, it's haram even to look in such a mirror. So he said this, the knowledge saved him there. So there are many incidents where the awliya was saved by virtue of the knowledge, and the abidin were misled, and they started to follow shaitan because of lack of knowledge. But that is said that knowledge, this quest of knowledge, it is farad upon every Muslim, male or female, as a necessary ilm, it is farad upon him. So for a person who goes into higher stages of fikr and dhikr, it is farad for him to have a sheikh who understands his path and who is able to assist him in the, because there are many pitfalls and dangers in this path. وأخذ دوانا الحمد لله.